Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Glad you could join us. And let's talk about that game last night. Woo! That was a barn burner. Looked good first drive, and then not so much after that. But it was... See, the first game is just a bunch of guys that are just trying to make a team. And I'm not sure that anybody really stood out. Anybody to you that you just thought he looked really good last night?
They all played only just certain blocks, but Jared Wayne looked pretty good.
Yeah, he caught the touchdown pass.
Yeah, the first drive was actually really good.
Really nice.
For both teams. The Chargers had a couple good drives too, but Jared Wayne stood out to me in the time
he's been around for a while. They like him.
This is his fourth year. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's just spent a lot of time on practice squad, and then coming up after injuries, and he'll get on the roster. Who stood out to me? Johnny Harris on the broadcast. Were you able to watch the Texans broadcast?
I saw the Chargers.
Okay, so it's Johnny and Indy Kalu are the color commentators, along with the play-by-play guy. I'm not sure; I can't remember his name. But I thought Johnny was really good. Yeah, listen, I've been friends with Johnny since fifth grade. Like forever, since he moved in from Marinette, Wisconsin. So Johnny and I are good friends. But I thought he did an excellent job because Johnny's at every practice. He sees everything that's out there. He's got better intel on the team than anybody other than the coaching staff, probably, because he's a former player, a former coach, and then he's been a sideline reporter since 14. He was up in a booth, and I thought he had some great insight, and this is just objectively speaking, some really good insight on a variety of players out there about what they do in practice, how they look, what kind of, who they are kind of as guys out in practice. And I thought he was really insightful in terms of giving the viewer a shortcut into how these guys are playing, how they've been used in the past, how they may be used this year. He talked about the tight end room and Indy Kalu, and I thought Indy did a good job. Indy just didn't speak as much because Johnny is, knows all the guys. But I thought Johnny did a great job. I wish you could have watched it because I thought he was really impressive. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I learned a lot. I mean, they practice while we're on the air. I learned a lot about what they've looked like at practice just watching a broadcast last night. And that's just me just being completely objective, not with him as my friend. So he's a guy that stood out to me just watching the broadcast. But I don't know. There were some guys that I wasn't crazy about. I didn't think the linebackers looked good. Marte Mapu, I didn't love him yesterday. I thought Wade Woodhouse did an okay job. Caden McDonald, not great. Just kind of blended in with the block and didn't really pop and separate, stuff like that. These are things that need to get worked on. Paid attention to the offensive line. They got 10 to 15 snaps. First team started the game, 10 to 15 snaps for the first team. And they were okay. They were okay. Pass pro, I thought, was okay. Marlon Klein had one catch, but that was an impressive one in the seam. And there was another play where he got open, but or he was starting to get open. There was a penalty on Genesis Smith that converted that fourth down. No, Whittington looked okay.
Yeah.
He looked okay, I thought. Not bad. Jawar Jordan sitting out is not a great sign for Noah Whittington just because it means that third spot is probably going to be given to Jawar Jordan. But they could have a fourth spot for Whittington and then British Brooks not.
Yeah, you never know with that. You never know.
Yeah, if they're going to keep four tight ends, one of them is going to be Stover playing the H-back role.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going to happen. So I don't know. Those are some guys. I mean, Kamari Ramsey had that interception, which was nice. Solomon Bird early in the game had some pressures, which was nice. So
Graham Mertz going down is a problem.
Graham Mertz looked good on some throws, and then if you didn't see it, he was scrambling and got out of the pocket. And instead of just running out of bounds, he stopped and hesitated for a second, and ACL tear.
Yeah. They were a play away from not having a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have other guys on the roster.
Nope, they don't.
Not any.
They have three quarterbacks.
That's it.
So they're going to have, Nick's going to have been on the phone yesterday to get somebody
just
in.
Just some guy that's not going to.
I looked at the depth chart. There's nobody.
Yeah,
there's no fourth thing. Because you got two good, you got a starter and a backup who are going nowhere. If you're an agent, you don't want your quarterback with the Texans as a fourth.
No, but
you're wasting their time.
There's a lot of guys out there that don't have a place to go.
Well, now they're going to. Yeah, now the Texans. But I don't think the Texans wanted to keep Ford. Now they got to make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have him. Like, you're right. You're stuck.
Yeah.
You're really stuck in preseason now because Davis Mills is going to have to play more. And you're going to have to get a quarterback in who doesn't know the offense.
And he can't get hurt.
Yeah, he can't get hurt.
Yeah.
It is. This is like a little. This is not nothing. It's not nothing. Mm. They're going to have to run the ball more, probably, to protect Davis Mills because Davis is going to have to play. And you're going to bring in a guy who doesn't know the offense who has to learn the offense in about 4 days and learn enough of the offense. That's what's going to have to happen because that guy's going to have to play unless you want. Well, there's nobody. There is nobody. Graham Mertz is gone, so who? I don't know who this is. You're going to have somebody come. Davis Mills is going to have to play a lot of football the next game. When I say a lot, could be a half. And then whoever you bring in has to be able to pick up enough of the offense to get through a half of football, probably. And Davis Mills has to stay healthy. It is a concern. Believe it or not, you may not think anything about a third stringer going down, but in the preseason, in a regular season, whatever. In a preseason, this is a big deal. Yep. CJ may have to get reps next game.
Well, CJ should probably take a couple of reps anyway.
He should. I mean, Josh Allen starting, Joe Burrow. Some teams didn't start starters, and some team are going to start starters.
Right. Well, the Raiders started their starter.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando looked pretty good. I had both of those games on at the same time, and Mendoza looked pretty good.
Had Kirk look?
He didn't play.
Well, that's the starter.
Yeah, no, I know.
He did play, Delson.
He did?
Yeah.
He got in there?
Yeah, he was the starter.
Yeah, I know he's
a touchdown drive. The disrespect you show the Las Vegas Raider.
Listen, he was no.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about. Yeah, because Kirk Cousins is so vital to their plans going forward.
No, he is.
Out of here.
Their plan is to not play their number one draft pick early. That's the plan.
That's a dumb plan.
For like
that
6 to 8
plays.
Let's not get too excited about game one of the preseason.
Yeah. No. Dude, he was going up against some plumbers.
He
was going up against
Mendoza?
He's going up against some UPS drivers.
But I like Mendoza a lot. I gave Mendoza a good grade. I think he's a good player. I think he's going to be a good pro.
He actually looked pretty good.
You got a running game. Clint Kubiak's going to be a star in this league. Mike Washington had a really good run for Arkansas rookie. He and Ashton Gentry, I think, are going to be a nice combination. The Raiders are going to get a lot better a lot quicker as long as they, draft well. They'll be interesting. Texans, we have sound from D'Amico Ryans. We'll get to it in just a little bit. I want to make sure Dell's got it. Where he talked about he just was disappointed with the play. I mean, he did it kind of smiling, and he wasn't mad. He didn't O'Brien the press conference or anything, but they asked what he meant by the Texans didn't play Texans football. And he gave a pretty, spoil it here, but he had a very succinct
answer. Well, when the
answer.
Chargers were driving up and down the field, I mean, at will for pretty much, it was like, this is not real Texans football. It was the first preseason game with a bunch of guys that aren't going to be on the team. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know that this is anything to say about the culture. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm watching.
No. Not culture. It's nothing that deep.
Nothing. I mean, yeah. I was watching it going, boy, this is going to be a long season. They just look terrible. This is awful. Oh, my goodness. Nah. No one cares. None of these guys are going to be on the field. This is not. This is
well. Some of them are.
This is no indication of what this team is.
No, not really, not really. But he did. No, you didn't see starters on defense at all.
No,
0%. So, yeah, it's you still want to see. I mean, you still want to see players play better than they played. I mean, they got. I thought they got their asses kicked run defense wise.
No.
They were getting. You know, they're like I said, their linebackers. They were getting climbed up on and moved around. Their defensive line was not getting off blocks. They were getting gashed in a run game too much. Backups, but Cade McDonald is going to be expected to play. Wade Woodhez and Jake Hummel may have to play if there's injuries. So Martin Mapu may have to play if there's injuries. So those guys need to play better in game two just because if you get on the field, you have to be competent. And, I didn't think they were very good in that regard, but there's really nothing to get to. What I did find interesting is that you had the starting offensive line, like we talked about, D'Amico mentioned, wanted to get some, continuity, so that's why they started. The other starters aren't starting offensive line. Those guys all started. They all started and played some snaps because they're trying to create some in-game continuity. So I would expect the same thing to happen in game two, starting offensive line. Maybe you will get Montgomery and Woody Marks next game. I think you will, actually. I think you will. Or maybe just Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know about Montgomery. You'll get more Marlon Klein. Marlon Klein getting in the – he's a good athlete. He ran a 4.6 40, like 4.66. He can roll now. And Johnny Harris mentioned you've got four tight ends. Well, he mentioned a four, but Brevin is the fifth. He said all of your tight ends do something different. He goes, they all have different types of skill sets. The F pass catcher is Dalton Schultz. Then you got the inline, the guy who can play the H back role is Cade Stover. Marlon Klein is a combination tight end who can do it both. Moreau can do it both, but, he's really more of a Y. He didn't mention that, but I know that's what he meant. And then he didn't really talk about Brevin Jordan too much, but Brevin is a good athlete. And so you have what they call a basketball team out in the tight end room, meaning you have a variety of types to choose from, which is a good thing to me, which can be a good thing. Sometimes you want replication, at certain positions, but a lot of what they were talking about mirrored the conversations that the three of us have had about the Texans. Like, continuity for the offensive line was important. That's why they're playing. The tight end room, this is as deep as it's been since we've been watching the Texans, John. It's probably, which is 25 years, because Hannah and Cal were up in the – Hannah answered a lot of questions. You didn't see that. Cal and Hannah were up in the booth. And
I missed it.
I saw it. Cal, I didn't hear it. But I saw them both up there. They cut a distinct figure.
Yeah, and Hannah would look over at Cal when it's his time to talk, and he would talk.
Yeah, good. She let him talk.
Her answers are just really good. Cal's just trying to watch a game.
Yeah.
He gave his answers. He was fine.
They're up there, and the Texans had a chance to convert or something. Maybe I don't know what it was, but they didn't get an opportunity.
Were on defense. Oh, wait. They stayed in for more than one
and
second.
And Cal did it all. Shucks. When it didn't go their way. He did one of those.
He gave us an oh shucks?
He didn't say that because I don't know what he said. I couldn't hear, but he did the oh shucks motion.
He said fiddlesticks.
Ah, dang it. When they didn't get something done. I got an issue on that first drive. It's fourth and one. This offensive line that you're trying to set a standard for, run the ball.
And you play action passes.
Run the ball.
Andy Kalu even said, well, I'll guarantee they're going to run the football here and immediately play action pass
to Marlon Klein.
Right before the snap, he goes, I guarantee this is a run.
Why not do it?
I don't know. Well, they tried a quarterback sneak.
Oh, that was on the backups, third and short, and Graham Mertz
quarterback snuck it and didn't get it.
It was a third and short. They ran the ball, didn't get it. Then a fourth and short. Sneak didn't work. That's with the backups. Why not run the ball?
And Indy made a good point. He just said, you got all your starting offensive linemen in here. You're going to run the ball. You want to see what these guys can do. And then you play action
against the Chargers backups. Run the ball.
Yeah. Impose. Get a good will imposing snap in there and say, that's who we're going to be.
Yeah. No. That's not who we're going to be.
That looked a lot like last year. I mean, you know, got bailed out by the pass interference. But I thought to myself, all right, they're all out there. Got these Chargers backups. Let's do it. Got nothing.
We got a break is what we got to do. We are giving away a spot at the listener appreciation party. So keep on listening this morning here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
Your home for Texas A&M Athletics is ESPN 97.5. Kick 'em.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Texans lose last night, but doesn't really matter. And I don't know. I don't know that you gleaned much from. There were some guys that had some games. I'm not sure anybody made the team last night. We'll see. We got a ways to go. That was a nice throw and catch to Klein. That was a nice play. I'm watching it right now.
Who's 83? Is that Klein?
Yeah.
Golly, he's doing a good job of blocking here. I got the game tape on one of my things I use for NFL. They give us the game tape on NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, Klein's getting after it here against defensive ends. And he's staying sticky with the blocks, doing a good job. Double teamed by Wyatt Teller. And, you know, the offensive line, because I'm really focused on what the offensive line did in the first set of reps. And they... It was uneven. There was some, which who cares? I don't care. It's the first game. But the double teams, they're getting movement. I can tell you that. That's what looks a lot different now is they're getting double teams. They're getting movement with their double teams, with their duo blocks. And so double teams, and that's what you want to see from the Texans is you got to see people getting moved around up front, which is why it was so disappointing not to see – to have so many pass snaps relative to the run snaps for the first team offensive line before they were taken out. And then fourth down, you didn't get a run it. But whatever. You got a first down off of that, but that's like spring training. You're working on stuff, and the Texans are going to go for it on fourth downs. I mean, that's what you want. That's what you want them to do. Go for it. Fourth and one, we're going for it. You're going to kick in a field goal. It's preseason.
No. Who cares about field goals? Right.
But that's why it's a little weird. You don't work on it by saying, we're going to run the football and see if we can go get a yard when we need a yard.
Yeah, and then they tried that long one at the end of the half and didn't have no Kaimi, so no big deal. No big deal. We got Astros baseball that means something this weekend. All right? They got a 5-game lead, 2-game lead now on the Rangers who lost again, and they got a 5-game lead on the Mariners who are in town. Mm-hmm. Gotta choke them out. This is it. You beat them. Even 2 out of 3, I think it'll be too much for them to overcome.
Right.
So you can't lose this series. You need to win this series, and hopefully you sweep, and then the stat race is over, and you just got Texas to take care of for the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big weekend, and you got allegedly your best three going. You start with Peter Lambert. He goes tonight. He has been your best pitcher, most consistent pitcher all year long. And then you got Wesneski and Brown. So
we're already giving Wesneski the alleged three best?
He's the – well, do you think Javier is?
Well, he's had one start, right?
Am I?
Has he had two starts or one?
I think it's two, isn't it? Yeah, he's 2-0.
Okay, so he's had two starts. So he's allegedly the second best pitch. So this is allegedly your three best.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gone 6 and given up 2 earned runs, 7 given up 3 earned runs.
Okay.
18
and two-thirds. I mean,
would you trust him more hits. Or Javier more?
8 earned runs and 16 and two-thirds innings. I don't trust Javier. He's given up 2 homers. I mean, this is why I don't see a deep playoff run. Your alleged three best are Peter Lambert, who's going way past. I mean, this has got to be flying past the most he's ever pitched. But he hasn't hit any kind of wall.
No.
Up to this point.
He still looks good.
Yeah, he hasn't really hit any kind of wall. So this year, Peter Lambert has thrown, up to this point, has thrown 113 innings. The most he had thrown before that was his rookie year, 89 and a third in 2019. Then he had 87 in 2023, 61 last year. So he's already gone past the mark by 26 innings. And he's still got a little, he's still got some starts to make. So he's past where he's been before, but as long as he can continue to hold up, that's what you want.
And usually the max, no, it's next year you really have to worry about him after he throws the max that he's ever thrown.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. A lot of times that's the case. Although you do run out of steam a little bit by the end. I mean, hitting a wall is not that unusual. So we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, this has just been such an outlier year for him. It's just been opponent's OPS for Lambert is 619, John. That's terrific. I mean, it had never been any lower than 845.
Yeah.
It was in Colorado.
Yeah.
But 619 is so good.
Yep.
His strikeout to walk is the best it's ever been. His whip is the best. Everything's the best it's ever been. So, yeah, there's no doubt about Lambert being, you know, he's like your Fromber from a few years ago, and Fromber's just rolling quality starts nonstop. That's what Lambert is. You look at listen to this. I'm going to say his earned run starting with his starting working backwards, right? Working from August 2-2-2-2-1-1-0-4-2-1-2-1-2-3-5-3-0-2-0, and then 4 in his first pitch. He's given up 2 earned runs or less and 2-4-6-8-10-11-10 of his last 11 starts.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I mean, he's just been so good. Hunter Brown has been average.
Up and down.
He's been average. Just hasn't. Well, he hadn't had a lot of up. Unless you go all the way back to April.
Yeah, he had a nice start a couple starts ago.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had one. That's not. We need more ups than that. And Hayden Wesneski, I guess you're just going to have to, or Wesneski. It depends on how you pronounce his name.
Well, it's Wesneski.
Either way, he has gotten off to a fair and equitable start to his return.
Hunter's last 4 starts: 5 innings, 3 earned runs; 6 innings, 3 earned runs; 5 2/3, 2 earned runs; 7 innings, no earned runs.
So 2 of the 4 quality starts.
Yeah. Two of the 4, but, you know, the other one was 5 and 2.
Yeah, Peter Lambert hasn't gone 6 innings for the last 3 starts. So something to keep an eye on.
Yep. So big weekend for the Astros. And
they're all big, John.
It doesn't get any bigger.
So real anomalies in baseball yesterday. Number one, as I was looking at the box score this morning, I'm like, what the hell? I was looking at the starter in, was it the White Sox game? The starter, who was that? The Tigers, I'm sorry. The starter in the Tigers game, Montero had no strikeouts. And I'm like, well, this is strange. He went 6 innings or 6 1/3 and had no strikeout in a shutout. Then I went to the box score, nobody had a strikeout. No pitcher. This is the first time since 2014 that there was a shutout with no strikeouts for the pitching staff.
Wow.
No strikeouts. And as I kept looking, I'm like, well, these are even more unusual games. Let me just read to you just the box score scores. Mariners beat the Yankees 1-0. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-0. Nationals beat the Cubs 7-0. Angels beat the Rangers 7-0. Number one, there were 5 shutouts last night. 3 of them were 7-0. And there was one, the Phillies beat the Twins 7-1. So just me being a numbers guy and all, just interesting. 5 shutouts in one night. You don't see that very often at all. One of the shutouts had no strikeouts for the pitching staff, so you haven't seen that for 12 years. And then 3 of the shutouts were 7-0. That's just all highly unusual. So
great. That's crazy.
Yeah, I hope that's and one of and then the one game where it was 7-1 was the Field of Dreams game, where
Schwarber went cornyard,
mm-hmm.
cornfield.
Yeah, he did go Cornyard.
Schwarbs.
I like Cornyard. That's better to me. Yeah, Schwarber murdered it.
That's what he does.
Dude, he hits the ball so hard.
He does. He does.
He just absolutely punt, except in World Series where he tries to lay down bunts.
Right. And
late in games where he's trying to bunt. I'm like, this is.
Thank you.
Here is a dangerous power hitter, and he was so overwhelmed by Brian Abreu, and he said this, that he just thought, I got to find a way to get on by any means necessary. And it was it a two-strike bunt attempt, wasn't it, John?
I think it was, yeah.
A two-strike bunt attempt in one of the biggest, it looked like one of the biggest
give-ups. With a runner on.
With a runner on. The guy could have hit a home run and ruined us. And he's laying down a bunt. At the time, I thought, this is James Harden game six against the Spurs level strange. Like that this was, does, this is might require an investigation strange.
Could not have been happier he did that.
A power hitter trying to lay down a bunt in a World Series with a man on base was unbelievably unusual, to say the least. But I liked it. I mean, I was a fan. And that, you know, and that's why I like his competitive nature. Like, by any means necessary, I'm going to try to get on base. So let's just take this heavy, strong bat out of my hand and just try to put one down, see what happens.
Yep. All right, let's break. 713-780-3776. It's basically a holiday show.
Oh, it is for me.
Why is it a holiday show for you?
After today, I don't have to see you guys for a week of shows.
You're not here next week? That's
no.
Baloney.
It is.
What?
That's a bunch of baloney.
It is. 4 days of AJ and one of Sean.
Are you playing a member guest?
No, I'm not playing a member guest.
You're
That's
going to be the member. Longest member guest I've ever heard
a
of.
A week of. No, it is simply a time.
You playing a video game all week?
Not all week. It's simply a time to refresh because it's football season. You take it off in this week, next week when there's just preseason stuff. And then by the time
you got a lot of college
by
watch,
the time
so
I come
pros.
Back, you're going to have week zero stuff. We got our trip to Lake Charles. We got the listener party.
Yeah.
So you take this next week as a dead week.
I think
me.
We'll all take off that.
You know what? Let's then. All do it.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah. John's not used to working Fridays. He's used to member guests
how you,
on Fridays.
How you coming together? You feeling okay working a Friday? You feeling good? You're all right?
Yeah, I feel okay.
All right.
I feel okay working Friday.
I'm glad you've adapted.
I got one coming up. Don't worry. I got a member guest coming up.
No one's worried. We just assume.
No worries. What about Doc Kaplan? Has he got a member guest coming up?
He's got no worries. I don't know that he's a golfer. He likes cars a lot. He's got some sweet cars. He's got awesome shoe collection. He custom designs them himself. He's a man of great taste and great style, and he's a man of excellence. And I can tell you that for a fact because I had the balloon sinuplasty that I'd heard so much about. Blummer talks about it. He's had it performed. Other sports talk hosts here in Houston have had Dr. Kaplan perform it. It's a W. You hear that? That's easy nose. That's easy breathing through my nose. You don't hear anything going through. That's because it's perfect. Because he cleared out the entire sinuses. That's what he'll do for you with balloon sinuplasty. He's one of the pioneers. And this is a procedure. It's an outpatient procedure. They put you under. When you wake up, it's done. The recovery is very quick. You're back at work. You have it done on a Friday. You're back at work on a Monday. There's no time missed. And it just changes your quality of life. He also corrected deviated septum for me, which is also a really big deal for me. You may not have that. But also, if you're having trouble with your ears, if they're full, if there are, you know, if you need your ears cleaned, if you need to find out why you're not hearing as well, if there's ringing in your ears, if it's painful, if you're having throat issues, it's an ear, nose, throat office. They will take care of you. They accept almost every insurance, and they do a wonderful job of getting you in. This isn't a situation where you have to wait 2 and 3 weeks, you know, like with orthopedic doctors. They'll get you in there quickly so you can get seen, and then they'll get you fixed up. Dr. Michael Kaplan. Go to KaplanSinusRelief.com. There's areas there where you can book your appointments, your time. They make it super simple on the portal. It's KaplanSinusRelief.com.
Drew Aller had a huge night last night. I don't know if you guys saw. Huge night. 10 of 13, 3 touchdowns. Well, he was in on 3 touchdown drives. So, just so you know, okay? Drew Aller. You just got to worry about the... Let's hear from D'Amico about Graham Mertz. He was running along the right sideline. He went down and immediately clutched that right knee. It was nice that he was able to walk off. He was able to walk off the field under his own power. But I'm not sure that means anything. Here's D'Amico afterwards.
For the update on Mertz, you know, he was running there towards the opponent's sideline, and unfortunately, non-contact, and I think we're evaluating him. We right now is looking at a knee injury, ACL, so we'll see, get the update to see what happened.
Yeah. It didn't look good. Doesn't look good. They'll have to find somebody. Tony wants, I'm not sure which random.
That's Mark Gronowski.
That's who?
That's Mark Gronowski, who recently got cut by the Dolphins. That's who Tony wants you to get for the
Texans.
That's
who Tony wants. It's a random white Iowa quarterback.
He stinks. He's already cut. And he was supposed to be a big deal coming from FCS.
Come on.
Like
Tony.
Mark Gronowski's coming to the FBS. And he's bad or if just Iowa'd him.
Tony, why didn't you offer up that guy from a couple years ago? He had the beer belly. He wore number 10. He's a big pudgy dude who played quarterback. I forgot his
name.
At
Iowa?
Yeah. Him.
Which
I'd rather
one?
Have him. At least it's fun if he's out there. Gronowski's just like a runner, but not athletic to really be a runner on the FBS level, let alone
Fat
the NFL.
Iowa quarterback. Let me see. Is it Deacon Hill?
Yes.
258.
Yes.
He wasn't a starter, was he?
Yes, he started games.
Was this when they were scoring
Corky
like 11
Hall,
a game?
Badass, double wide, butterball.
I don't think he came into the year
as
a starter. 6'3",
258.
He was a big boy.
What in the hell? I don't remember him. I tried to avert my eyes of Iowa football when they were busting like 11 points a game.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Is he back? I think he's still playing football. I don't know for the Utah Tech Trailblazers.
Yeah.
He's still playing college football, Deacon Hill.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
He's at a place called Utah Tech?
Utah Tech.
Oh, my God. His face
he
is
was
so
at,
sassy.
He was at Wisconsin and Iowa.
He just keeps taking steps
and he's
back.
At Utah
like,
Tech?
How did these two Big Ten schools have some reasonable history of being good at football have a guy who's now playing at Utah Tech? Well,
Graham Mertz had the lead. Oh, I mean, he's so sassy, too.
Deacon Hill?
Just a big, wide ass. Just,
He looks like an undersized lineman playing quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of.
He looks like a high school center who wound up playing quarterback in the Big Ten.
A pretty decent size center in high school at 258.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, but when they start doing the testing, he doesn't test well.
It's like he gained weight at Iowa. He just kept eating himself out.
Yeah, in high school he wasn't this big.
No,
he gained weight at Iowa and Wisconsin. Even in Wisconsin, you look at him; his arms are a little cut up.
Not anymore. No, now he just keeps having late night snacks.
Tony, recommend Deacon Hill after his final year in college with the Utah Tech Trailblazers.
This is so unbelievable. Utah
Tech.
Could
he leave Utah Tech right now?
How did you just derail us?
Because I remember join the Texans?
I mean, I don't know.
He's in college.
I don't know the rules. I know you can leave the pros and join a college.
Here's what I don't need. Tony trying to take over Keith's job of telling us street free agents are available. We'll hear from Keith about which quarterbacks they should
go after. He mentioned Carson Wentz, his guy.
But Wentz is somewhere
my man,
already,
Carson
right?
Wentz, at some point this week. I'm sure Carson Wentz.
Isn't Carson Wentz somewhere?
Yeah. But, you know, he's a Viking.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Carson Wentz shakes loose and the Texans can go take a look at him.
Free agent quarterbacks. I'll take a look at the free agent quarterbacks. Here, I'll have to look it
Do
up.
Do it for Keith.
Yeah, I wanna try to get there before he does.
Russell Wilson? Nah, that job's probably too good in broadcasting.
He's gonna make too much.
This is
there.
Just a this is just a preseason.
I was worried about Davis Mills. Like, how many balls are gonna let him throw with that string offensive
hand it
line?
Off.
Yeah.
Hand it off.
It's real dangerous out there with that line in front of you.
Well, what they have done with CJ in civvies.
Do they have a tight end who's played quarterback
here's some
on
names.
The roster.
Here's some names. Now, I don't know if these are all
Let's wait
accurate.
For Keith to give us
Jimmy
the
Garoppolo.
Names.
Don't undercut Keith is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo,
You're
Trevor
taking
Simeon.
Keith's job.
I don't care.
He took your job.
Jeff Driscoll?
Wow, that's a name.
Well, he was here last year, wasn't he?
I think he's been
with the Texans before, yeah.
He has been with the Texans before. Driscoll could, maybe because he knows. I don't know if he was there for the first year. I think he was there with Bobby. He wasn't there last year because that was Graham. Desmond Ridder, Jeff Driscoll, Brett Rypien, Tim Boyle. That's fine. Any of those guys.
Any of them.
You need somebody just to function so you don't have to have. Yeah. Like, and actually, this is a pretty good opportunity. You won't know the offense.
No.
But it's a pretty good opportunity for Mertz a quarterback to try to make a name for himself because he'll get a lot of snaps.
Yeah, Mertz made money last year sitting there. Didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Was on the roster.
Jeff Driscoll was during the Lovie Smith year. Yeah. 21 and 22. He wasn't here for D'Amico.
I'm not sure.
Oh, he hasn't been?
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Jeff Driscoll is.
Well, he knows. He knows.
He knows how to get to the stadium.
He knows where the restaurants
are. He knows where the locker room is.
He knows, yeah. He knows where the best, you know, tacos in town are.
You think so? You think Jeff Driscoll knows where the best tacos are? There's no chance.
I doubt
there's
he no got chance. Out much.
Even if he did,
he's on why?
The,
what,
he wasn't
why,
going to the best taco places.
Why would he not get out? What was he doing?
No, I think he might have
he
been
a man
about town.
Tired after practice?
No, I think Jeff Driscoll might have gone to restaurants. He just doesn't know where the best tacos are.
He was depressed
are.
Like the rest of us with the 20... With the Lovie Smith Texans. It's like, I don't even want to show my face. Like, they're not going to know you. You're Jeff Driscoll. They'll barely know anybody on this roster. No one's watching.
No one knew that Jeff Driscoll was on the team.
I was 22.
21, 22, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a good team.
He started games, by the way, for the Texans.
Yeah, no one knew that. We didn't realize that.
He played in seven, started two games.
He started for the Texans.
He started
during the
two
Davis
games.
Era Texans.
Yes, for the Lovie Smith
Driscoll
era.
Did?
And I actually watched all those games.
I
don't even recall
watched
that.
Every game, can't remember.
I watched them all, and I don't recall Jeff Driscoll
ever throwing
as
a pass.
Starter.
You know what's bad? When you start two games and only throw 20 passes. Yep. He played in seven, started two, and only threw 20 passes.
He had 20 total passes.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't shock me if the Texans actually... Maybe traded this year.
Would you like Quinn Ewers?
Well, because this is, yeah. No. wait a minute. Yeah, I think actually from what I recall talking to Ewers' agent that the Texans actually kind of liked him. I think he thought they were maybe that he was going to go to the Texans and the Texans didn't take him.
Well, they took six rounds to take him.
And he took Graham Mertz. Well, who are your quarterbacks, Dale?
Well, Quinn is right now the backup, but he has not had a good camp.
Mm-hmm.
So... And he's not the current regime's guy. I mean, he was part of the Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, but you still need to have two and then sometimes three.
Yeah, they have four quarterbacks. No.
They have four in camp?
They have three in camp now. Cam Miller, who played for the Raiders a couple years ago now, he's in there. So I doubt they trade him because they don't really have an option at backup.
Yeah, you really need to. I need to look and see if anyone's carrying four quarterbacks right now. Because the Texans, if they trade like a seventh for a quarterback, and you almost hate trading for a guy that, a third
Desmond Ridder would be just fine. Don't trade away anything.
Yeah, don't trade anything away. But I'm just going to look because late in the process, maybe you do trade for a third quarterback. Because if you have an injury to CJ, and he's had some concussion stuff, if you have an injury to CJ, then you need a real backup to Davis Mills. I mean, because you don't want to get in a situation where you're picking up street free agents in week 10 when you're trying to, you know, wrestle for playoff positioning. That's not what you wanted. You want to give yourself the best, even though those guys can't win. Look at the Colts were stuck with Phillip Rivers. I mean, that's not ideal. So I wouldn't be shocked late in the process if you maybe traded for somebody off another team's roster for a third. But, boy, you do hate giving up any draft picks
anything.
For a third quarterback.
No. What are you going to give up? I mean, if Anthony Richardson. That's now you got a trade partner.
Well, if he gets cut.
He's not getting cut. He's not getting cut. He's going to get something for him. Give him a seventh for Anthony Richardson.
I don't want Anthony Richardson. He'll get you beat. I'd rather have Driscoll.
You'd rather have Jeff Driscoll
I'd rather
than
have
Anthony
Taco.
Richardson.
I'd rather have the guy they call
what
Taco
What does that
man.
Say?
All right, Holy here's one. The Jets have Bailey Zappi.
What's Justin Fields doing?
I would take Bailey Zappi if they're willing to put him there. They've got Cade Klubnik and Brody Cook. They're not trying to win games. What about Bailey Zappi? He's got NFL starting experience. He's one of the four quarterbacks. The Ravens have Austin Reed, Tyler Huntley. You've got the Bengals have Josh Johnson. wouldn't be terrible to get a Josh Johnson on the field. You've got I don't want anything from the Browns. I don't want anything from the Steelers, although Will Howard will be available. Don't want him. Mason Rudolph actually looked good in the drive I watched yesterday with them. Easton Stick, not really interested in him from the Hendon Hooker. No thanks. Yeah, no, I've already made my picks. I've gone as far as I want to go. Bailey Zappe and Josh Johnson. Two NFL guys who have had NFL starting experience. Josh Johnson's getting old, too. Those are the guys that I'm looking at now. And that's it. I don't want to hear anything else about anyone else. Not Kyle McCord. He stinks. I take a look at Cooper Rush. If the Falcons wanted to give up Cooper Rush, I'd look at
him.
That's
it. He wanted to be the backup. I mean, well, he's a third string.
Well, you're right, because it's Penix and Tua, but Penix, who knows on Penix? And, yeah, I mean, just imagine that. There's no really – I'm not finding any good fourth quarterbacks. But Bailey Zappe is the guy that I'd call the Jets and say, hey, if you cut him, if you're going to cut him, then we will cut. Then you look at our roster and we'll tell you who we're going to cut. Because this is what they did to get their hands on. They traded Martinez Rankins for Carlos Hyde. Both teams had cut the players and then they rescinded those cuts and then they traded them for each other. And Carlos Hyde was a 1,000-yard rusher for the Texans. If you're going to cut a guy, you let the Jets look at your roster of who you're going to cut. And if you want one of those guys, we'll trade you Bailey Zappe. You know, if you're going to cut Bailey Zappe, we'll trade you Zappe for one of our guys before we cut him. I mean, and that's a guy you might actually even give up a 7th-round pick for, because he is an NFL. He has NFL starting background, and Graham Mertz is out for the year with the torn ACL. They'll make it official today. But D'Amico basically said torn ACL. And this is just too – usually I wouldn't say this, but this team has special potential. You don't want to get in a spot where if CJ gets hurt, now all of a sudden you're one hard hit on Davis Mills from being completely screwed for the rest of the year.
You got to have somebody. You're screwed anyway. If you lose CJ and Davis Mills, I mean, what team can
– it doesn't matter.
Withstand that.
Yeah, it doesn't. Nobody can withstand that. Frankly, you're probably screwed if CJ – historically speaking, you're screwed if C.J. Stroud goes out, with the very notable exception of Kurt Warner.
Nick Foles.
Winning a Super Bowl, and Nick Foles. Yeah, those two.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. I need to talk about HRP. You just heard another testimonial that we had on here. A big company that is using HRP, it's client after client after client that they have that want to give testimonials about what HRP does for them. It is amazing. Now, we're the biggest advocate of them. We have the airwaves, obviously. So we praise them to the high heavens day in and day out. But isn't it saying something? All of these clients that they have, they come in studio and they do a testimonial for HRP. Isn't it saying something about what HRP is doing for them? They believe in them, that they'll actually take time out of their workday. They'll come. I'm pretty sure. I'm really positive. They're not getting paid to come and do that. All they're doing is they want to make sure that everybody knows how good HRP is for them and how good and what HRP will do for you. They're going to work their tails off to make sure that your business is as good as it can possibly be, and you're doing things the right way, you're doing them efficiently, you're doing them technologically, and you're doing them at a lower cost. So if you're looking for a great way to save some money, the bottom line better with the HR, the payroll, the taxes, the 401k, all of the stuff that you got to do, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, right. I found a name for you, John. Brett Rippon. Rippon spent part of the 2023 season as a quarterback for the Rams, which was Kaylee's first season on the Rams offensive coaching staff. So that might be That might be.
And he'd be, I think he'd be fine as coming in as the third guy.
Just oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Rush would not be. But I'm not coming here to be the third guy.
Cooper. No, Rush no, be. He's got a chance to actually be a legitimate yeah. backup there if yeah. they're done with Penix.
Right. I mean, Brett Rypien would be like.
Yeah. Brett Rypien actually would make some. He's 30 years old. He has, in his background, he has played 11 games in the NFL. One of them was with the Rams with Nick Cayley. So, yeah, that makes sense. Is yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo is a street free agent, but did he? Is that by choice or is he just done?
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's rich enough. He's got.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. He's probably, I don't know what, does he have a celebrity girlfriend or wife?
I don't know that. He might just be single Jimmy.
Yeah, well, he likes porn stars, right?
He did go out on one date.
Oh, it says he's open to considering to playing. And also, yeah, he's a name that's being floated out there for the Texans.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy's going to come in here and sit behind Davis Mills?
Well, it's a pretty good check. He'd be on the roster.
What's if you the say, check for the third-string quarterback?
Even if it's league minimum, it's going to be more than he's making now.
Yeah.
But league minimum money. For a 34-year-old, he's making a decent amount. And you basically have some leverage. You could say, look, we want to guarantee that we stay on the squad. The agent just has to say we want it guaranteed money, and we don't spend any time on the practice squad. I mean, it's one thing if you're not going to suit out, you don't have to have him suit out on game day, but we don't want him on practice squad because the paycheck on practice squad is way lower than when you're on the roster. So
yeah.
He actually would make some sense.
As long as you guarantee him a spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and the ladies would love it. Now, do we have a big porn industry here?
Or maybe just women who aren't.
Do we have a big porn?
I don't know that
here.
Houston is known Do you, for that.
Yeah,
strip clubs, sure.
Barbecue, strip clubs. We're I mean, not known for.
Are we really? No, I never.
I mean,
hear
I imagine
about
there are some OF are creators strip clubs who reside even a here.
Thing? Are strip clubs like newspapers now?
People still go. I guess.
You sure?
Maybe Houston is a.
You know,
burgeoning...
they stay home and watch stuff.
Some
on their
people
own
like
phones.
To go.
I think
to
they're
the
opening
clubs.
More.
Yeah,
I think,
people yeah. do like to go. Perhaps yeah. we have a burgeoning OF community. I don't
That's
know that.
That's more what probably is
but
happening.
But for Jimmy, there could be women who don't, you know,
not
show
in the
themselves
industry?
On the internet who might be interested in him too.
That aren't in the industry? Don't you think he'd be a little disappointed?
I don't know that Jimmy's exclusively dated porn actresses. I think he may have dated women who didn't do that.
What? Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, there's that one woman.
That he was,
when he
yeah.
was in his 20s, but I don't know that that's going on today. Jimmy Feels at like. 34 doing that.
Yeah, I don't. That's probably not the case.
And it was one date, John. You don't. You yeah. gotta paint the man with that porn brush because of one date.
Yeah. Let him have a date.
Well, I'm just. He's that was the most interesting one I've ever heard of.
I imagine, but Jimmy's probably had models and maybe and Hollywood actresses reached out. Or perhaps they all got creeped out by him dating the porn actress. So who knows? I don't know where he's at. That's the only reason I would want him here. Have Big Sarge ask him that question.
Big Sarge asking him?
Hey, Jimmy. You still Jimmy. Doing that whole porn actress thing?
I mean, why would you get away from it?
I don't know. He might grow up. Decide that's not for him anymore.
Yeah, might think. Yeah, it wasn't. It was.
Because the woman in question was of the older variety, so Jimmy might have been living out a fantasy. Like, maybe Jimmy grew up watching, let's just say mature women do that sort of thing online. Thought, you know what? I'm going to try it out. But now, as a 34-year-old, he's like, I don't want that anymore. I'm mature. I want to find a woman to settle down with. But we don't know that, so Big Sarge is going to have to ask a question.
Yep, Big Sarge, get in there. do your thing.
TJ
Big Sarge
can ask it. I don't know who can. Will Conko? Who cares? I just need it. I just need an
you
answer.
Just needed asked.
I just needed asked and answered.
That's all. I'm looking at Royce White with his hair. He's got the long hair now. Why wouldn't they let me play? It's completely bigoted to deny my trans existence.
He's also running for president, too.
He is?
Yes.
I'd vote for Royce White. Now, that's somebody I could get behind.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone speculated.
Someone who won't fly on a plane.
Because of his...
Well, he actually will fly on a plane. Now. He just did that because he wanted to keep getting paid by the Rockets.
Someone has speculated.
The Rockets went through... They did every... By the way, the Rockets did everything he wanted. He still was like...
I'm good here.
Like, wait a minute. He just wants to get paid and not play. He's a con. He's a grifter. That's when I realized Daryl drafted a grifter.
It happens.
Right.
No, I need... I've got my issues. I need to not play... But I want to stay on the roster. Like, no, that's not how this works. Royce?
Well, hey, at that time, Roger Clemens didn't take road trips, right?
Royce won't. He wouldn't get a. He needed his own bus, so they got him a bus.
He wanted to be the Roger Clemens.
So the Rockets got him a bus, and then he's like, but still. How are you even going to travel to a WNBA game? As long as he gets snipped, I do think they should give him a shot.
You snipped. Think
if we have a complete sex change, then you need to. Well, I mean, he's really about it. If he's willing to do that, then you got to have a conversation about Royce. So, Royce, you do that first, and then they're going to talk about it.
All right. Hey, when we come back, let's give away that spot. I got the question. So keep here. When we come back, we will give away the spot in our listener appreciation party. So stay with us here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.